They say plants like music.
Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
MikeDurbin.com. You can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Bendy of the year right now.
I really told you. Yo. Let me speak on this. Mike Durbin Productions exclusive.
Conan, I was the most impressed with Conan, man. It's like undercover Bendy of the year. It's a really nice figure. The do-rag is freaking awesome in person. I love the exclusive with the WCW packaging. I love this one with the camo. It's really nice.
And I will say a figurine expert who went to TJ on Friday, Matt Cardona, put it over as being a good figurine as far as figurines go.
Yo, hold on, let me speak on this. Exclusive Mike Durbin Productions, K-Dog. Look at that, listen to K-Dog, keeping it 100, logo on the back, MikeDurbin.com. Get it right now. Low-key, might be Bendy of the year. Go get it.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We be
stopping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be stopping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop rocking.
Through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop. Straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping,
bang the dang the dang dang.
Don't say nothing,
bang the dang the dang dang.
We be dropping,
bang the dang the dang dang.
So Disco, you said you wanted to talk about something.
Yes. So did you see what dropped?
No,
the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. So I want to go through some of these, and I want to give I think we should chime in and like we should give our version of who we think we should have won the awards for each category here. All right, so I'm going to the Meltzer said what thing here because he's got them all listed.
I can put them up on the screen here if you want this, go.
Okay. Do you have it, Joe? Actually,
it's right here.
Okay, you have it? Let me see.
Yep.
All right. So, well, you start off with Wrestler of the Year.
Yeah, this is the other. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, so this one only has a top three. That's fine. Good. Because actually, no, I don't want this one, Joe. I want the one
with 10.
Just show that to our viewers because we can read that. But I'm gonna show.
Well, yeah, but I'll have the one with all 10. I'll open my newsletter.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So just give me a second to do that.
I'm gonna start. Joe, try to find these. I'm gonna go in the order that the Meltzer said what account.
Yeah, has. It'll just be like 60 seconds.
All right. So the first one that he is the award worst match of the year. Okay, and this was Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight. All right. Now of the top 10 finalists for worst match of the year, Conan. Okay. Let me see here. One, two. Okay, Bray Wyatt is number one, Tyrus and CC3, number two, Shane and Suke. There's one, two, three, four, five, six matches from WWE, worst match of the year, one from NWA, and four matches, 79 and 10 from AEW. Actually, some of these matches I didn't think were that bad. Cole versus Jericho, Cole versus MJF, Julia Hart versus Abaddon, and Jeff Jarrett versus Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, they've definitely had worse than that. With all those botches.
Well, AEW's had definitely some of the worst matches of the year with the botches on there.
Yeah,
some of the AEW women's matches are easily the worst matches of the year. All right, I don't even think that can be argued. Right? I'm not even going to vote on this. I can't recall. There's been so much bad work this year with the thigh slapping and everything that, like, there's a million worst matches of the year. The best match of the year, if you can find that, Joe, pull that up. Mm-hmm. Omega versus Ospreay from Wrestle Kingdom. Omega versus Ospreay from what is that? What's FD stand for, Joe?
I don't know what FD is.
The Japanese show featured, I don't know. MJF.
Yeah, I don't know.
Swerve versus Page. FTR versus the Blackpool Combat Club, or the BC. What's BCG? Who is BCG?
Blackpool Combat Group?
Maybe. Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr. Nakajima versus Miyahara. Ospreay versus Naito. Joe. Okay, to show you the level of mark you have to be, okay, this match got enough votes that it made the top 10 of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards. Queen's Quest versus Odo Tai. Who exactly? I don't know. Joe, look that up.
What?
Who is Queen's Quest and who is Odo Tai? You know, all right. And number 10. The only WWE match that got the top 10 was Gunther versus Sheamus versus McIntyre. Everything else is Japan.
And no AEW match?
Oh, yeah. MJF Danielson, Swerve versus Page, FTR versus BCG. Three of them, you know.
Oedo Tai is a stable. Villainous professional wrestling stable in World Wonder Ring Stardom and formerly on the Japanese Indies.
Wait, that's a Stardom match?
Yeah. I'm seeing here it says that... Queen's Quest and Oedo Tai are both stables. It was a cage match between both stables, D.I.
All right. Cody, are you going to watch that match at some point?
No.
Number 9 in the Wrestling Observer Awards.
Okay, so do you want to go off the screen or just go with what you're going with?
I'm going with what I'm going with here. We'll go off the screen. We'll go off the screen.
Okay, so you did Wrestler, Ospreay. Okay. So
I did not do Wrestler yet.
Okay, let's start with Wrestler.
Okay, Best Wrestler, Will Ospreay. Number one, Cody Rhodes 2, MJF 3, Roman 4, Brian Danielson 5, Mystico 6, Seth Rollins 7, Okada 8, Miyahara, Kento Miyahara, who is that? Cam Nakano and Moxley made Wrestle of the Year. That's a start.
Tied for 10.
Cody, your video down?
No, wait. That's I put it up by mistake.
All right. I would vote for Roman as the Wrestler of the Year because he's the biggest draw. The rest of them are fine. I had nothing really to argue there. I saw the best workers. Just Seth, I would say, you know, Cody and Seth, and Roman for the WWE are probably their best guys. And you know, it's the same thing. MJF, Bryan Danielson. Keep going. What else we got?
So next up is the MMA Most Valuable. Do you want to do that?
Skip that, John. No.
Okay, so now we got Most Outstanding Wrestler. Will Ospreay.
The difference,
right?
skip this. This is useless.
Probably best worker.
Tag team of the year. Okay, FTR, Owens and Sammy, Goto and Hashi?
Yoshihashi.
Haruki, Goto, and Yoshihashi are the third best tag team, according to the people that read Dave Meltzer. And once again, guys I've never heard of. The Young Bucks, Mark Davis, and Kyle Fletcher. Is that Aussie?
No, you actually missed another Japanese group I never heard of, or guys.
Takuya Nomura and Fuminori Abe. These guys must be really good. Conan the Barbarian, I've never heard of them, right?
Number three.
Number
four.
Francesco, Akira, and TGP. Oh, TGP is what's his name?
Yeah.
Yes.
Perkins.
Was it Perkins? Yeah. The Usos, number eight, but they've been split up most of the year, haven't
right.
they?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But still, though, they were tag teams up until WrestleMania, I think, right? And then after for 4 months, yeah, but they should be on this list. The Acclaimed and Jun and Rey Santo, whoever that is.
This is 2 years in a row for FTR, DI. Rape Street's two.
And they didn't really wrestle that.
It says the year included holding the AEW tag titles for several months and anchoring the Collision Show.
Anchoring the Collision Show, great.
Yep.
Well, they're chasing their. Is this part of because remember their whole gimmick was like they're going for their legacy, you know?
Yeah.
So like, yeah. So I wonder if this is like they consider this part of their legacies. Where
I bet they do.
The rest are protected.
Those plaques are going right on the wall.
Okay. The best on interviews. Number one, Eddie Kingston. Number two, MJF. Number three, Christian Cage. Number four, John Moxley. Number five, Cody Rhodes. Number six, Brian Danielson. Number seven, Will Ospreay. Number eight, CM Punk. Number nine, LA Knight. Number 10, Don Callis. You see a pattern there? Apparently, AEW's got all great interviews.
Right.
WWE hardly has any, I guess. So Roman Reigns should be on that list. That's ridiculous.
100%.
Absurd. So this list is nullified.
There's no Heyman either. Heyman's not on.
I'm not even going to acknowledge this list. It's absurd. Okay. All right.
Oh, Heyman's an honorable mention with 65 votes, but no Roman Reigns, even an honorable mention.
There's Heyman, according to them, of the six, the people of the 16 the wrestlers listed in best interviews and honorable mention, only three WWE personalities are on that list.
Not only that, bro, the best talker in all of professionally wrestling is not there in the top 10, Paul Heyman.
All right. It's absurd.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year. And, you know, you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, or the delicious salted caramel whey protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySups.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySups.com to the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySubs.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout. And we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySubs.com.
Free speaker, huh? Ooh.
What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid type dreams. You're out like a light and you wake up and there's no fogginess or like, if you use like some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy, but not with Recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
Oh, cool.
They've been great. I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code, we beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
Promotion of the year. World Wrestling Entertainment and Elite All Elite Wrestling. Wow, that's a surprise. Because the people that did this, that voted, are very weird, because we're going to see some of these other categories. Keep going, Joe.
Okay.
I don't want you to
those other shows. So then, best TV shows.
Okay, so the people that said that WWE is the best promotion, but they said the best weekly TV shows are Dynamite, Collision number 2, and then SmackDown.
Gee, I'm surprised they didn't put Rampage, then SmackDown.
Rampage. Rampage is ranked 7.
It's ranked ahead of New Japan.
Yeah, it's ranked ahead of, bro, Impact. There's no way. There's a lot of AEW bias. That seems for sure.
Yeah, yeah. This is like a joke, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead, keep going.
And I think that maybe there's a little bit to be said that a lot of WWE fans are casual fans and don't even know what the fuck the Observer is. And a lot of the, you know, the other AEW are like more hardcore, and you know what I'm saying?
Right. So the match of the year is Omega versus Ospreay in Tokyo, Omega versus Ospreay in Toronto, MJF versus Bryan Danielson, Swerve versus Paige, FTR versus White and Robinson, Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr., Nakajima versus Maya Hara, Will Ospreay versus Naito, Queen's Quest. Oh, we already did this one. And go through, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't realize.
Yeah, you didn't read so much. Like, 10, yeah.
You read every category, and it's all AEW, so you forget which category you read. Okay.
So MMA fight, no.
Yeah, I keep going. MMA.
All right. US and Canada MVP. MVP.
Yeah, I keep going. These are all stupid. Japanese MVP.
Mexico MVP.
Let's go to this. Okay. According to the readers of the Observer, Conan,
right,
these are the top five MVPs for Mexico wrestling.
Right.
Mystico number 1.
Right.
Vikingo number 2. Rocky Romero number 3. Volador Jr. number 4, and Pentagon number 5. Would you agree or disagree with that list?
Not sure why Volador's ahead of Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Rocky Romero did a lot. Fuck it. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's subjective, but yeah, I don't got no real big problems with that.
Okay, keep going until we get to a... Okay,
non-heavyweight MVP, no. Women's wrestling MVP?
Rhea, for sure. So I don't even care who they... Well, actually, I want to hear who they think is on this list. So Rhea, Julia, Asina, Tam Nakano, Becky Lynch, Toni Storm, Suzy Suzuki, Mayu Yamashika, Magu Owatani. I mean, just the fact that like the readers of the Observer know this many people that nobody has any clue who they are is pretty hysterical.
You're going to get so much YouTube heat for mispronouncing.
Well, it's the truth because, well, how's he supposed to know it? It's reading it for the first time.
Right.
You know,
like, what am I
doing? They wanted to cancel George R.R. Martin, the author of the Game of Thrones saga, because at an author's convention, he announced an award winner and she had a Hispanic name and he couldn't say it. And they said he was disrespecting her. So they did the cancel culture for a day on him. Yeah,
let's do the feud of the year here. Okay, nobody can disagree with number 1. Sammy and Kevin Owens against the Bloodline. Paige versus Strickland. That's been a pretty ongoing feud. I'm really not going to disagree with that. Kento Miyahara versus Katsuhiko Nakajima was a big feud because it's got number 3.
Right.
Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay wasn't even really a feud. They just had one match.
Two.
Or an 8. Oh, but they wrestled Japan, though, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Eight
well, yeah.
Moxley. The Elite versus the Blackpool Combat Club, Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso, Cody versus Brock Lesnar, MJF versus Demo, Rocky Romero versus Volador Jr. Are they still like CMLL guys going in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
MJF versus the Devil, that's interesting because I think that gets a shitty award later, like a Razzie, but go ahead.
All right. Keep going.
Wrestling box office draws?
Keep going. Well, everybody knows what went in.
They can't most improved. Most
okay,
improved.
Yeah, this is the list I want to get to. This is hysterical. Julia Hart is the most improved.
No way.
Ahead of Dominic Mysterio.
No way.
Who is like obviously the single most visibly improved performer in professional wrestling today over the course of a year. Would you agree with that?
100%.
Not even close.
Of who he is, but yeah.
And remember, I mean, I know I've said this before and you guys probably know it, but the voters for this, it does include active wrestlers, retired wrestlers, you know, bookers, former bookers. It's a lot of people in the business.
That doesn't mean that we have to think like them. We all
know. I know.
Everyone.
I know.
One. That's the problem. Let me just say this, Joe. This is nothing against you, but that's a problem today in wrestling. People got to see what somebody else opines, and then they have an opinion.
Right.
You know, I don't give a fuck what anybody else says.
Yeah.
Right.
But let me.
No, I only wanted to make it clear, just because so you guys aren't like, it's just Mark's voting. You know, that's all.
Yeah, a lot of wrestlers are marks.
I'm going to say this, okay? Yeah. The guy that didn't even make the list, it should be on the list because he's getting better every time he's out there, is Logan Paul. How could he not even be on the
list? He's not on the list?
I don't even think he's in the look at the honorable mentions.
He's not there, no.
He's not even in the honorable. There's like 20 people in the honorable mentions. No, nobody thinks that Logan Paul's improved every... Come on, that's ridiculous. Number one and number two are Dominic Mysterio and Logan Paul. And anybody in professional wrestling that watches professional wrestling would not argue with that. That's that performs in the business would not even argue.
It's got Swerve at number five for most improved. You guys,
No, that's wrong. He's always been great.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, would you agree with that? You know,
because here's what I would say: if you're using, going to put Swerve on this list, you'd have to put Seth Rollins on the list because his character's improved. Like he's becoming a bigger.
Yeah, but he improved a couple of years ago.
Right.
Disco.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
right.
True.
All right, keep going, Joe.
Most charismatic is next.
All right. You get. Okay, MJF, Roman Reigns, Kento Miyahara, Giulia, or whatever it is. It's not the Julia Hart, it's G-I-U-L-I-A. Cody Rhodes, Eddie Kingston, Orange Cassidy, CM Punk, Swerve Strickland, LA Knight, and Dominic Mysterio. I won't argue that anybody on this list does not have, except Julia and Kento Miyahara, I don't even know. All of those people have good charisma. So I can't argue with anything on that list.
Yeah, and then your honorable mentions are Yota Tsuji, Moxley, Christian Cage, Naito, and Sami Zayn.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, what an omission of Chris Jericho out of all these awards.
Yeah, and if you look at I was looking at past winners scrolling, and Jericho in 2019 was most charismatic and best on interviews. That's right. What, like, usually I'll say, like, man, when did people turn on him? That's what I'm talking about. You know?
The best technical wrestlers, Brian Danielson, Zack Sabre Jr., Josh Alexander, I'm like, whatever technical wrestling means, I don't know. Like, this is
well, weird. Actually, it's the Brian Danielson Award. And the winner is Brian Danielson. I love that.
All right, this is the one I want to talk about. This is funny.
Yeah.
But John Moxley is not the best brawler. I mean, the guy barely even throws punches out there. And he doesn't sell other guys because when guys are punching him back, he doesn't even register half the time. I would say Sheamus, I say Adam Page is a better brawler. I don't even consider Eddie Kingston a brawler. Like, Eddie Kingston doesn't brawl out there.
He's kind of a brawler. Yeah, 100%.
Except the chops in the corner.
Yeah.
Bro, he does those silly chops like this. Like, that's not brawly.
Okay, but he does other stuff. His style is more of a brawler than anything else.
I would call Gunther a good brawler because he
100%. That should be number one.
Right, for sure. Because he's like the snuggest guy, and it looks.
And the guy that's behind him is probably number two.
Roosh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Roosh does have good brawling offense.
Right.
And Sheamus, he got.
Moxley's third year in a row winning this award.
Is it really?
Yep.
Good grief.
Who's your best
wrestler? This is going to be interesting. I wouldn't even think there's... Is Ricochet on this list? Wow. Ricochet got omitted altogether.
Yeah, that's true.
Unbelievable. Vikingo, Ospreay, Phoenix, Dorada, Commander. Yeah, these are all...
No way Masca Dorada is better than what's this guy's name?
Mystico 8?
No, who were we just talking about?
Well, Will Ospreay, Phoenix.
No. Who were we just talking about from Vikingo? WWE that he wasn't
on? Ricochet.
Ricochet. No way he's better than Ricochet.
Yeah. Wow. Ricochet got a mess. That's like, bro, there's such an anti-WWE bias. They didn't even put Ricochet on the list.
Who's this guy? Listen to this guy's name. Starlight Kid. Right.
Who is Titan?
He's from CMLL.
Oh, yes. Okay, keep going. Yeah,
all these guys love CMLL now.
Yeah.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco's brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know, a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
So it is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football. Gotta admit, great for watching hockey, great for watching TV, great for watching the soccer games in the morning, great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts, too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt, too. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitz to board, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, it enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are piña colada and grape. So get Blitz, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get Blitz at getblitz.com. Boom.
Overrated?
Most overrated. Interesting. Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. Come on.
To save Dave Meltzer's credit, the people that read his, I don't want to insult these people, okay? But, okay, Sonata's the most overrated. Number two most overrated.
Fred, I just saw it.
Roman Reigns apparently
is
overrated.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Punk, Tyrus, MJF, Austin Theory, Nia Jax, Jericho, LA Knight, and Jake Lee. And The Miz, Bianca Belair, Yujiro Takahashi, and Saraya. Is over.
LA Knight. What?
Bro, these are people that read the dirt sheets and vote on the award. So
Jericho, what the?
Okay. The most underrated. This would be an interesting one. Okay, Chad Gable.
Right.
Chad Gable, Takeshita.
Right.
Daniel Garcia, Mike Bailey, Tsuji, Ricochet, Roosh, Commander.
Now Ricochet shows up.
Yeah, he's underrated now.
Right.
Britt Baker and Adam Page. I mean, I don't know. I think there's a lot of other people. I think LA Knight's underrated.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year. Wait.
Chad Gable, I agree with.
Yuma Anzai. Cool. Whoever that is a rookie of the year. Then Action Andretti is the number two rookie of the year. Oh, my God.
He's not a rookie. He was there last year.
The award from last year.
The 2020.
Oh, okay. My bad then. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. Keep going.
He's number two.
best non-wrestler. Hey.
Introduce me, best manager. This is Don Callis, his best non-wrestler, ahead of Paul Heyman. And both of them were at the bottom of the list for best promo, which is interesting.
Right. One wasn't even on there.
Yeah.
Callis was 10th, okay? And Paul Heyman wasn't even there.
There's an honorable mention. Yeah. Don Callis is
Prince Donna.
Well, number three, I guess. I don't know. RJ City ahead of Nick Aldis.
He's brutal, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't watch him.
Aldis hasn't been around that long. He's easily like one of the two and three on this list. You know?
Yeah, right. But look at that. He's got votes to crack the list. And what, he's only been on TV for what, 3 months or something?
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah, but his shit has been excellent.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's great, yeah.
Best television announcer, Excalibur. Oh, my God. Ian Riccoboni, Kevin Kelly, Nigel McGuinness, Chris Charlton. They all think these guys are better.
How is Pat McAfee not on there?
No, it's all WWE.
Was he missing? Was he missing all year though? How long was McAfee off TV though? Wasn't he gone since Mania?
Football season. He was gone during football season. He was on like
right. So okay.
Excalibur, Riccoboni.
Bro, even with the reduced schedule, he's better than everybody there. That's all I got to say.
Worst television announcer is Booker T. Kevin Patrick, number two. Ross, number three. Michael Cole, number four. Corey Graves, number five. This is absurd.
I don't agree with any of that. I don't know much. I know Kevin Patrick, but I don't know much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honorable mention, Taz, McAfee, Excalibur. Best major wrestling show? You know.
Okay, look, how many of these shows are WWE shows? Okay.
One.
AEW Revolution, one, two. Number two is AEW. Number three is AEW. Number four is WWE. Number five is AEW. Number six is Stardom. Number seven is New Japan. Number eight is NOAH. Number nine is AEW. Number 10 is Ring of Honor. And number 11 is AEW honorable mention.
Yeah, bro, only WrestleMania.
What was the theme last year when we would do this podcast? Like last year, like
kind of the same, right?
Every month we were talking about how the WWE is just up in their game every pay per view.
Improving, yes, sir.
I thought you meant last year's Observer.
Yeah. No. This is like none of those shows were the best shows of the year, even though like they were getting rave reviews. I don't know. Anything else?
It just skews heavily, you know, New Japan, AEW.
Oh, wait.
You know, CMLL.
Apparently, WWE was putting on the worst shows because the worst major shows was Crown Jewel, NWA, AEW got number three, WWE 4, AAA 5, NWA 6, WWE 7, WWE 8, WWE 9, NWA 10. And then honorable mention, three more WWE. Like, WWE just had a...
NXT, yeah.
Let's just shut it down here because the theme of people that read the Observer Awards is that AEW has the best wrestling. Oh, no, I want to get to this. Most disgusting promotional.
The best show.
I was just going to ask you, yeah.
Okay, let's go to this because I thought this was hysterical. The most disgusting promotional tactic, number one, is WWE enabling Vince McMahon and him being back in power, TKO keeping him in position of power, number one. WWE continuing relationship with Saudi Arabia is number two. NWA cocaine spot on the pay-per-view is number three.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
You know what it is. Okay. Yep.
Power slap is number four. AEW signing Ric Flair is number five. AEW's Juice Robinson using a roll of quarters at the Hamas terrorist attacks and doing an anti-Semitic angle, number six. TKO giving Vince McMahon and Dana White transgressions. TKO ignoring their transgressions. Colby Covington using the death of Leon's father to promote a fight. WWE hiring CM Punk is a disgusting promotional tactic, I guess. And
that's
Sean
weird.
Strickland, openly homophobic comments with no repercussions from USC or TKO. The honorable mention one should have gotten number one.
Oh, yeah.
Honorable mention is Adam Page drinking Swerve Strickland's blood. Like, I want to say this. In the year 2024, I would think that mutilating yourself and bleeding profusely on TV would be the most disgusting promotional tactic.
Okay, go back up, Joe, because there's a couple of things that I wanted to comment on.
Go ahead.
WWE enabling Vince McMahon and him being in power, all that. Kind of Vince McMahon did that himself.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
He kept himself in power, and he even fired people so he could get back on the board.
Yeah,
WWE
he structured
continued his relationship with Saudi Arabia. Okay, so, you know, you have a chance to make a lot of money, and there's a lot of other people that do not follow human rights, including our own, and we have better, you know, we have great relations with them, and you're worried about Saudi Arabia. That's just virtue signaling to me.
Right.
It's almost like how now, you know, Joe Biden, because this guy, I can't pronounce his name, Novosansky or whatever, the guy that Putin, you know, killed in the fucking...
Navalny.
Yeah. You know, now he's got 500 financial, you know, restrictions on Russia because of this. It's like, bro, they're not going to change the way they are because you do some sort of restriction. They got other partners they can work with.
You see this?
Dana White slapped his wife. Okay, what does that have to do with anything? If she's cool with it, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? You know? Yeah. She came out and she even said, hey, you know, we had a fight. We're embarrassed. Move on. If they can move on, why can't you?
You know?
I would think, to me, the most disgusting promotional tactic is the way they use the blood in 2024. It is disgusting.
Right.
Like, if you really think it disgusting, it was like, would you want somebody in your house bleeding all over the place? Of course not, right?
Well, that's not the point. It's just him drinking. It looked gross.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. Our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
You guys want a cameo here? We got Thorne. Thorne is back in action.
Where
Thorne?
Oh, I like him. Yeah. Nice. He's got a nice little run-in.
Hey, Thorne, we got a podcast. Look, Thorne. Take it down.
Does he listen to you when you talk to him or no?
Yeah.
All right.
Any more here?
We got worst TV show.
Well, who did they vote for in that?
I think worst match. Worst. Let me see what's TV show, match, feud. So these are all the worsts coming up.
I don't care. I mean, they're all going to be WWE.
NWA's worst TV show,
but the bottom
versus
line,
LA Knight worst match. Yeah, go ahead.
If you would show this list to somebody that hasn't watched wrestling, and they like went and watched, they would obviously think that the AEW shows are going to be great. Like all the best performers are on there. Go to Booker of the Year.
Yep,
Booker of the Year. So for some reason, the people that read the Observer voted that the WWE was the best promotion.
Right.
Okay. They also voted that AEW Collision and Dynamite are the top two shows, but they think that Paul Levesque is the best booker. Oh, it's Tony Khan is number two. How come Conan doesn't get any love on this list?
Yeah, and it's the number. Oh,
let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you exactly why. Because all the hardcore marks hate me calling them marks because I show them no love. I don't dick ride. Right. And I don't put over their lame shit. So I'm the enemy. That's why you always see negative shit put up about us, you know, because they're trying to get us heat. They're trying to get us canceled. And they don't understand, bro. We're not built like that. Never will be. And so there's a lot of hate, you know.
So this number three guy, Juan Manuel Mar, he's CMLL, I'd assume.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So wait, so they put, people voted for the CMLL guy number three, but right. you didn't get honorable mention.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then, bro, even when we were doing great business, you know, but right. Like I said, you know, they all hate me and, you know, I don't know that they hate them, but I don't like, you know, what.
So they also gave Nick Khan the promoter of the year, but is he a promoter? What's his role there?
Yeah, I don't know why they would call him promoter of the year.
Weird. Well,
he's the president of WWE.
Okay, so you're going to tell me that Tony Khan did a better job promoting Dana White?
That's what it's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell.
Look at number four. This shows you Chavo Lutaroth. This guy's like 90 years old. He works for CMLL. He's a promoter of the year. Come on.
I swear this seemed like spite votes, man.
Tony Storm, Paige, Cassidy, Bloodline, Brochachos. Who are the Brochachos?
That was Adam Cole and MJF.
Oh, okay. LA Knight, Dominic Mysterio, Swerve, Shook, and Cody. Isn't that funny? Like, here we are in the year 2024, and then not many of these people actually have identifiable gimmicks. They're just like people with, you know, kind of weird. Worst gimmick. Oh, my God. Here we go. The Devil, QTV. Actually, QTV was the worst gimmick. Remember that?
Adam, was it worse than The Devil?
Remember they were doing the video?
Yeah. But was it worse than I thought?
I told them.
QTV got pulled off because Punk didn't like it. Remember that?
Okay. No. Who is House of Torture? They're like the worst one, the number four worst gimmick.
I don't know who that is.
MJF is the worst, 10th worst gimmick. Seth Rollins is the 8th. Roderick Strong, worst gimmick. He didn't even have a gimmick.
Well, I guess it's streaming.
How
is Seth Rollins a worst gimmick? Guy's entertaining as shit.
Let me ask
who's the schism?
I have no idea.
All right.
Joe, let me ask you something.
Yo.
Do you know anybody that votes in the Wrestling Observer Awards?
Probably
no. I mean, I get a ballot, but I didn't vote this year. I would say here's what about the guys that have always subscribed, like Ferrara always subscribed, right? Maybe he's probably not.
Let's do this. I want to shout out. I want to do a round table.
I bet Jericho votes.
I want to get some people, the listeners, anybody that voted in the Wrestling Observer Awards. I want to pick their brain. Because this is weird. I
mean, I'll put that out.
Enough. I've seen enough here. It's just fagging me. So
if you're an observer voter and you want to come on the show and discuss some of these things, we would like to have you on.
Hell of a deal.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.